If you ask me, why do I stand here so unafraid of everything around me? Proudly I would say, I am a Muslim. If you ask her, why does she dress that way, all covered up in a world that gives it all away? Proudly she would say, I am a Muslim.
Islamic laws.
If you ask him, why does he still pray 5 times a day when so many others have strayed? Smiling, he would say, I am a Muslim.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio, in which we try to ask and answer some of the questions related to the Islamic laws based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. But before we embark on our episode, let's take a listen to a short biography. A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtaza Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, we testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up to 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that. Back to the program, Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Shah Chabid, our guest speaker as always. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. The topic that we are having for quite a while now is Homs and some of the jurisprudential laws and Islamic laws related to that based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Shah Javid, let me start off this episode with this question. You know, students, especially university students, need to buy books
to study for their lessons. Are these books that are bought by students subject to homes? If they did not have any source of income and bought them with, for example, the money received from their parents, or the money that came from a bank, a loan, given to them by the university, for example. And what if, you know, their parents or their friends that gave them the money did not pay homes on the money used to purchase the books?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, the books that he buys with borrowed money are not subject to khums, because we do know, of course, that there is no khums paid on loan, on borrowed money. And those purchased with the money given to him by his father have the same ruling. I mean, there is no khums on the books that he purchased with the money he received from his father, because the money came to him as a gift by his father. Even if he knows that his father did not pay khums on the money, he does not have to pay khums on that very money, because he knows that his father gifted him that money. Or maybe, whatever the situation, according to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, he does not have to pay khums on the money, on the books that he bought to use and which he definitely needs to study.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What about the books themselves? Are they subject to khums because they remain useless after a year?
If as long as you need those books, you know, and you need to have those books in your bookshelves.
Yes.
Okay, you don't have to, because maybe now or tomorrow, or maybe sometimes in the future, you will read them. You need them, okay?
Yes, that is applicable to reference books. Mm. But what about non-reference books?
Okay.
Like, you just buy them for that specific term or semester, and then it's gone.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you don't need them anymore.
You know, sometimes you buy books you do not need. You put them on the shelves. Sometimes you just decorate your house with the with the books on the shelves, and you want to actually pretend that you are a book reader, as someone who is into books now, to create such an image for people who come to your house. Of course, that's not a good thing to do. But if there are books which you do not need, and in a year has passed on them, obviously you have to pay khums on those books. If you bought them with the money you earned yourself, okay, not with the money gifted by your father, not with the money which you borrowed from the bank or someone.
Mm-hmm, I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sheikh Sawid. Let's take a short break, and we'll be back and continue our program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio. Don't go away.
The followers of Ayatollah Khomeini can refer to leader.ir/en. In the section Religious Affairs, you can ask your question and receive the answer. In the library section, some of Ayatollah Khomeini's works of jurisprudence are available, including Practical Laws of Islam, Frequently Asked Questions, Comparative Fatwa, and Newly Asked Questions.
Allah, ya Allah, guide me all the way to your Jannah, ya Allah, oh Allah, don't let me go astray, cause I need you.
Back to the program, Islamic Laws, on RIB English Radio, with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program, and our guest is speaker, Sheikh Javid, and we are still, you know, dealing with some of the jurisprudential laws or Islamic laws related to khums based on the fatwas issued by Ayatollah Khamenei. Sheikh Javid, if a person borrows an amount of money and is not able to pay off the loan before the end of the year, should the lender or the borrower pay its khums?
Well, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, the borrower does not have to pay khums on loaned money except for its amount which has been settled in installments. I think we did discuss this in the one of the previous episodes, that as long as some portion of the, for example, the borrowed money has been, cleared, I mean the installments have been paid, and it's still the principal amount is there in the borrower's account, khums should be paid on it. But the money whose installments have not been paid, there's no khums on it. When it comes to the lender, of course, if the money loaned was from his annual income prior to paying khums, and he can collect his money from the borrower before the end of the khums year, he has to pay khums on that money at the end of the khums year. But if he's unable to collect the money before his khums year ends, then he is not to pay khums now at the moment, because he's not able to get it to collect the money from the person. He should wait until he receives the money, and then he should pay its khums immediately.
Mm-hmm. Sheikh Javid, workers, are given their retirement pensions at the end of their work, 30 years, 20, whatever years that it is, those people receive, those workers, usually when they, they become old,
yes,
it happens to them, right? So they retired, basically. So the question is this kind of money, pension, subject to khums, should they pay khums on their monthly salaries received, yes, throughout the year?
Well, the pension they receive is the money given to them by their, their employer, or it's saved up in the bank and it's his money.
Mm.
Now, after he, for example, a pensioner receives the money, he has 1 year to spend that money. In the event that he does not spend and the money is not used up, of course, he has to pay khums at the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And, some governments pay a monthly salary to parents or family members of the prisoners of war during the time of their captivity. Is it subject to khums if it is saved in a bank?
Well, according to Ayatollah Khamenei, the said money is not subject to khums. It comes as a kind of gift by the government to the parents to assist them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not a wage. It's something given as a donation by the government. And therefore, the people who receive such amount of money from the government are not required to pay khums.
Right. Sheikh Javid, somebody asked, I owe an amount of money and at the year's end, the lender has not asked for its, repayment. At the same time, I have saved an amount from my yearly income enough to pay off my debt. Is this loan excluded from the annual income or not?
Well, a debt, whether it is due or to whether it's due to borrowing money or buying home appliances on credit, is subtracted from the income of the current khums year,
mm-hmm,
provided that it has incurred, this year and after, acquiring the first income of this khums year, so if for example, you borrow money in this year and then you receive a salary in the same year and the current year, of course, you are not supposed to pay khums on the money, on the salary that goes towards paying that borrowed money. And of course, if the money was borrowed last year and you want to paid off with the income of this year, you, according to all scholars, according to all ulama and mujtahideen, you have to pay khums on the current year's income.
I see. Yeah. Thank you very much, Sheikh Shavit. And thank you, my dear listeners, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio. We bid you farewell. Please keep us in your du'as. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
رحمن رحيم منان كريم سلام عليم من جاء إله إلا هو غفار جميل وهاب لطيف تواب سميع بصير لا إله إلا هو وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر والباطن لا إله إلا هو لا إله إلا هو